Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجعك يوم ولدته أمه صدق الله العلي العظيم وبلغ رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praise to Allah جل جلاله وعم نواله أبا خالق أبا مالك أبا رازق صلاة سلام in abundance upon the most beloved creation of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mustafa, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ummati ajma'in. With the fazal and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the month of Ramadan. Make us witness the month of Ramadan. Give us tawfiq, give us opportunity to make some extra ibadats and get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever happens, whatever happened, whatever ibadat we made is only through the fazl and karam of Allah ta'ala. Is not because of our effort or because of our sacrifice. Is only selection and choice by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. We make lots of shukr of Allah ta'ala for that. We want the goodness to be always given to us. We want to see more big days, more big nights. We want to see more Ramadan in our life. And everyone looking forward for that. One of the way to that is thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much we can. Favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala blessed us. When we think of fasting in the month of Ramadan, say Alhamdulillah. Wallah, thank you. Then Allah will accept and Allah will give more tawfiq to do it more and will make us see more Ramadan. When we think of Taraweeh we performed, say Alhamdulillah. Wallah, through your fazal, through your tawfiq, Wallah, you made it happen. Otherwise, we could not do. Thousands, they could not do it. They didn't want to do. They had no opportunity to do. On one side, you'll find young, healthy, but no excuse whatsoever, but just like Ramzan come, Ramzan never come. How many? On the other hand, elderly people, old people, sick people. This morning, one of the janazah, inshallah, we're performing today. A family, 92-year-old lady, full fast Ramzan she kept, plus 6 sawal also. 92. And now the 19th aches and pains and complains that no, can't make it. There again is muhabbat ki baat. Whatever you have love for, you'll make all the sacrifice for it. But there is no love for something, then it's very, very difficult to make sacrifice. If there is a love for something, the biggest sacrifice is nothing. But there is no love, there is no muhabbat for something, then even no sacrifice is a big sacrifice. Cannot make it. We make shukar of Allah. Allah Ta'ala accepted us. Allah made us among those who tried our best to get more and more close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and the ibadats, whatever we can. Although we must have a regret also same time, not boasting on our ibadats, not looking down upon those who never do much or never do at all, but at the same time, fear that Allah Ta'ala must accept. It mustn't happen that maybe we spoiled our ibadats and maybe he can reject that. It can happen. So fear, iman between hope and the fear. Hope Allah will accept. And the fear, maybe something came in between and maybe it can get rejected. So not looking down upon those who not given opportunity, make dua for them also. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accept every ummati of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for every good, whether it's dunya or the deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. As we know, Ramadan come and Ramadan came, so many Ramadan came. But life carries on. Ramadan come and gone. But the life carries on. Days are carrying on. Nights carries on. Jobs, works, our cars, our food, our clothing, everything carry on. So here is a reminder for us that it must not happen that now after Ramadan, now we say to ourselves, no, now I need rest. Now I need a break. So now we said, no, we don't go masjid sometime. Sometime we go. Sometime we make namaz. Sometime we don't make namaz. No. Life, as everything of life carries on, so the ibadat, our connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, our sacrifice for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, our ibadat for Allah Ta'ala, our points to be proven ourselves to be a Muslim, not only in certain months, but throughout the year. Because life, there is no guarantee. Fortunate one are those who got a big nights, big days, who got a big days, who got a big months, alhamdulillah. But those who are remaining in dunya, we still here. We still in this world, the worry is ours. Those who gone, they succeed, no worry. They gone, they already matters handled by Allah Ta'ala, he sorted out their matters. But our matter is still to be sorted out. What condition we going to go? It says, kama tuhyun tamutun. How we live, that's how we die. And how we die, that's how resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. A person went to perform Hajj or Umrah. And person got a ihram on. Two sheep put on. Everybody one dress. All the men making tawaf, making Umrah, making Hajj. Two sheets, white, like a coffin. The person for sometime couple of days, sometime couple of hours, and there were time people used to be in the ihram for weeks. Because the journey of Hajj begins immediately after Eid. That's why month of Ramadan is a Ramadan. But after month of Ramadan finished, soon as the Eid, from that day, now the months, Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, three solid months. These 3 months are called months of Hajj. But Hajj is not performed in these 3 months. Hajj is only performed after 2 months passed, Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, only in Dhul-Hijjah. That too, not the whole month. Few days, 3 days, 4 days. Actual Hajj takes place there. But the months of Hajj, days of Hajj begin already from the time Ramadan, Eid finish. Now the month of Hajj begin. Because preparation start. People used to travel. Now alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala make it so easy. Now we need to go maybe 6 hours. Maximum 10 hours, You are already from your house, right there by the Kaaba. But there were days, some years back, still old people remember, they say that we, our fathers, our grandfathers, they went in a ship, and sometime it takes 8 weeks, all right through, you are in the ihram. It means you will not cut your nails, your hair will remain the same, and you will not apply the itar. Lots of conditions you will remain, but obviously the benefits also will go with it. The longer you in a haram condition, you follow the restriction, follow the commands of Allah, each time you're going to say labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wan ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Say every tree going to hear your voice, every leaf of every tree, they will be witnessing on the day of Qiyamah. Every part of the mountain you're passing, the air will take your voice and reach way and way, kilometers, kilometers. Water, the creation of Allah, if you're going through the ocean, thousands, hundreds of thousands of creation of Allah, they hear, and on the day of Qiyamah, they will talk on your behalf to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that condition, in the condition of ihram, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to send Malakul Maut, the angel of death, then person cannot ask for any other thing better than that. Because that is now a straight green card. Straight. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives according to the sacrifice. Sacrifice is made. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person going for Hajj Umrah got a haram on. Now, in that condition, if the person passed away, see how he is gone. He lived. Now his mind is, when the person goes for Hajj and Umrah, what is supposed to be mindset? No, no. Enough is enough. I did enough in my life now, lots of wrongs. Now I need to change. I need to come right. I need to put myself straight. I need to become a true servant of Allah and the loyal ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the time, I'm showing my muhabbat, sending salat and salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the angel is taking. But now I'm going to go there right there. And face to face, I will talk to my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the person passes away in the condition of ihram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints the angels from that time. Thousands of angels appointed. Their duty is only one. That is, continue making tawaf on behalf of this person right till the day of Qiyamah. So this person had to intention one tawaf, one umrah, one hajj. But the condition he died in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at how you die, that's how you raise. On the day of Qiyamah, person being raised, now he'll see hundreds of thousands of millions of hajj in account, millions of tawaf. Where it come from? So no, you lived that way, you died that way. So now on the day of Qiyamah, you raise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we also die in such a condition where we get blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where person performing salah, where person making some ibadat, some good deed person is doing. So till day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala appoints angel, person reading Quran, and he had an intention that I want to become hafiz of the Quran. Whether a person is 6 years old, whether a person was 60 years old, or whether a person 100 years old, made intention and firm intention, Allah's kalam, I want to by heart. Why I cannot read Allah's kalam by heart? Thousands of Allah's creation, they reading Allah's kalam. Even the non-believers, they also reading Allah's kalam. All the different intention, different niyat, without hidayat or whatever. But they'll find peace. There are people who playing kalam in their cars, by their house, just to get the peace. There is no iman. But they find peace. Life is miserable. Life is in difficulties, stress, problems. Somebody plays azan. No, I find the peace. Don't know what is azan. You know what it means. Just somebody said, no, play this thing, you will find peace. And they find peace. Not a Muslim. Find peace. A people person going for Hajj, going for Umrah, then they find people in their family, they are not Muslim. But he said, no, you're going for the holy journey. Now they're coming to airport. Say, where are you going? Holy journey. What are you going to dress? And this is your dress. Person is not the Islam. But just as a respect to your holy journey, they are wearing garbs, Islamic dress. The ladies are wearing cloak, scarf, and going, no, we are going to say goodbye to our Muslim family who are going for the holy journey. We saw people like that. So tawfiq from Allah. On one side, people going, you need to beg them and force them that be a modest, dress Islamically. You must look where you're going. Even you're not going anywhere, as long as you are Muslim, you're supposed to be dressing Islamic. But they, if you accept, alhamdulillah. Otherwise, lots of questions, lots of objection to this. On the other side, person is no Islam, no Iman, but feel proud that wearing Islamic dress. Look, where life is going, where we are going, teach us a lesson. That Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Samad, Allahu Ghani, Allah Beniyaz hai, Allah don't need any one of us. Whatever Allah give us tawfiq, whatever we do, little or more, make shukar. Oh Allah, thank you. Oh Allah, you chose me. Oh Allah, you gave me ability. I on my own cannot do anything, because you can take it away within a second. You'll find people that without iman, appreciate iman. Your clothing by appreciated by the non-Muslim. We don't appreciate. Our ibadahs appreciated by the non-Muslim. We don't appreciate. The person just comes in the masjid once, comes to for some job, some cleaning, or some windows fixing, and you saw person performing salah. Just few minutes, felt so good, goes back and says, no, I want to become like these people. This is now from outside, you're looking and you're getting accepted and you're coming in the fold of Islam. On the other hand, we born with iman, but you'll find so many people says, no job, no work, please, job. Say, okay, we got a job for you. Come, masjid window is broken. Come, masjid carpet. No, masjid mein toh is a lion sitting in a masjid. No, not coming in a masjid. Rather, you will go begging door to door, and 100 places you will put your CV and try for the jobs. But the job in a masjid, no, masjid is not coming. That's the last place you talk about. Look, where we are going. It shows, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ Allah بِنِيَازْ هَيْ Allah is independent. Don't need any of us. If every mu'min says giving up Islam, or nothing to do with it, Allah said, no problem. وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِ الْقَوْمَنْ غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ Allah said, don't worry. I will get you out of this world. I will bring another nation. They will appreciate and value iman more than you. A person accepts Islam and says, how my nabis, be following nabis Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Say, yes. What dressing he wore? I won't dress like this. How his kurta was, how his pants was, how his head was, how he was eating, how he was going to the toilet, everything following. But now comes to one part, how his hair was. Hair, everybody is different. Allah Ta'ala made everybody different. But he says in between the center line. But my hair not big enough. I can't make center line. Now he's worrying. He's crying. I became Muslim. I accepted Islam. Now I have to follow 100% everything what my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach. Everything I'm trying. But this one is not in my control. He's crying. asking people for the way, how I must do it. But I can't put the center line in my head. It doesn't allow. Hey, it's different. One day, he took a rod, iron rod. Put it on the oven. Made it hot. Next thing, he put exactly in the window by the mirror in the center. And what must happen? Whole line, but skin out. Blood, all blood out. But he's happy. Now the hair will not grow here. I rather go through pain few days, few months. It will burn. It will pain. It may be turn septic. But on the day of Qiyamah, say to Allah, in front of Nabi Salam standing, O Nabi of Allah, I tried my best. Whether I go through the pain, but I tried not just the name of Muslim I was. Sirf naam ka Muhammadi nahi tha, lekin I tried my best to be kaam ka Muhammad. Follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So always, whatever ibadat Ramzan, shukar. Thank Allah Ta'ala. Always make shukar of Allah. And those who cannot do, or those who never do, don't look down upon them. Don't tease them. Don't call them names. Don't make them feel bad. Make shukar of Allah and ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq. So we must continue. More Ramzan we see. More ibadahs we see. Now this is a month of Hajj. Many people are preparing to go. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Every one of us must have this desire. Burning desire in our heart that we want to perform Hajj. We always say to ourselves, and we always see, and history records it, that from Adam alayhi salam time, history of the Hajj is even before Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam is the first human being, but the Kaaba, where you people go around and make tawaf, go round and round Allah Ta'ala's house, that's the Kaaba was built 2000 years before when Adam alayhi salam. So first Kaaba and then Adam alayhi salam came. Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam to teach him now what to do around the Kaaba. When the people go for Hajj, we don't worship Kaaba. Remember, La ma'abuda illallah. La maqsooda illallah. La masjooda illallah. Sajda sirf Allah ko. Kisi aur ko nahi. Sar jhukayega sirf Allah ke samne, kisi aur ke nahi. Ibadat sirf Allah ki, kisi aur ki nahi. Ibadat only for Allah. Worship only for Allah. If anyone, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if anyone was allowed to bow his head to any creation, if any creation were allowed to put the head bow down to any creation, it will be, wife would be told to make sajda to the husband. Abhi to baat ulti hai. Abhi to husband ko kar raha, sajda wife ko karo. So ulta zaman aa gaya. But if the reality was, if there was Allah, if any allowance, if any leeway, no head, this head is Allah, Allah Ta'ala put the head up. That's why the most respected in the whole body is sir. But this is the one goes. That's why when you're making sajda also, remember, learn namaz. Very important. We learn driving. Like riding bicycle we learn. Motor car, motorbike we learn. Car we learn. Everything we learn. But when it comes to namaz, we don't feel necessary to learn. Sometimes we don't even know. Many people don't even know how to make sajda. When your head, hand, close fingers, on flat on the ground, make sure your nose and forehead touch. Sometimes we wear topi halfway here. So when making sajda, topi making sajda. Sometimes the hairstyle is so good that the hairs will make sajda, even the forehead will not even touch. Forehead, nose, must. Sometimes only touching forehead and nose is up. Sometimes nose touching, forehead not touching. Remember, part of sajda, hands flat, forehead touching the ground, and the tip of the nose also press it hard. And think of Allah, O Allah, only you allowing me to make sajda. There are people in the world, they will bow down to everyone, but they will not bow down to Allah. There are plenty, thousands. There are people who multi-billionaires. There are people who educated, called science people, doctors, lawyers, very highly educated. But this much cannot think that this head made by Allah only go to Allah and no one else. They cannot think. They will go bow down to every way, but not Allah. We make shukr to Allah, Allah Ta'ala accepting. And each time we put our head in the sajda, also talk to Allah. Oh Allah, how you allow me, my forehead, to bow down to you on the day of resurrection, on the day of Qiyamah, when everyone will be gathered and Allah will say, bow down, make sajda. So now everyone want to make sajda. But only some will be making sajda. Everybody want to make sajda. Everybody want to bow down. But the kafirs, mushrik, munafiq, the hypocrites, their back will become iron, like an iron plate, straight. Can't. They want to go. They say, oh Allah, you gave command, make sajda. But we can't make it. Say, yes. In dunya, you had a chance. So many times you were told to make sajda, but you never, today, even if you want to do, you can't. Allah Ta'ala save us. So the month of Hajj began. Everyone's desire must be that, oh Allah, we want to go for Hajj. Don't look at the pockets. 80% of the crowd till now, billions who performed Hajj so far, and even Umrah we can say, 80% of them were those, in our term we say, poor people. We say this poor and rich, we made it. Otherwise, as far as Allah is concerned, Ya Yuhannas, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. Oh, look, tum sab gharib. Allah says all of you are poor. This is we made that poor and rich. Okay, we say our language poor and rich. In our own language also, there are 80% of those who undertook the holy journey, Makkah, Madinah, Munawwara, are the poor people. They says, is not the money who takes for Hajj or Umrah, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala looks the heart. You can go everywhere. There are people who the, what believe you can say, certain place you go 7 times, and you go make tawaf there, ma'azallah, astaghfirullah, you don't have to go for Hajj. Our own people, so-called first world and educated people, again, this rotten beliefs they have. Shukar Allah, that we don't have. Every one of us has this desire and make dua. Oh Allah, this is the month of Hajj. People getting ready to go. One day, inshallah, I will also go. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. After the sunnahs and nafal, there is a janazah, there's 2 janazahs. Inshallah, each janazah you read, 1 janazah, 1 mountain, sacred 10 Uhud mountain, 10 kilometers long. That much reward, reading janazah namaz of a Muslim, whether you know the person, don't know. So make little sacrifice, read sunnat nafal after nafaz, and take janazah, part in janazah namaz.